College and university leaders face many tough decisions this fall about how to contain the spread of the coronavirus on campuses. Inevitably, when there are cases, those same leaders will have to decide how much information to share with the campus community, the public, and the media. Ryan Denham has the story.
Experts say don't be surprised if Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan provide only very general information about new cases this fall. They say federal law prohibits the release of any information that could allow an intrepid sleuth to figure out who in a particular class or building or office has contracted COVID-19. ISU, for example, will only reference a member of the campus community when reporting on campus cases. It won't specify if that person is a student, faculty, or staff member. And that is what Elizabeth Timmerman Lugg would have advised. She's an associate professor of education law at ISU.
I don't think we're going to get much information if there's an outbreak on ISU's campus, other than just in very general sense.
Universities are limited in part by the Federal Educational Rights and Privacy Act, or FERPA, which governs what you can do with a student's education records. Generally, a student's information can't be released without their consent, with few exceptions. But one of those exceptions is for a health or safety emergency. But even then, their personally identifiable information, or PII, can only be released to public health departments. Emily Bothfeld is an attorney with Chicago-based Robin Schwartz, who focuses on student-related legal matters.
To the extent they needed to know the identity of the student or some of that identifying information about the student in order to remedy or address the emergency situation. It can't be invoked to allow the institution to do a blanket disclosure of PII, you know, to anybody who requests the information.
ISU spokesperson Eric Jomi says they'll be providing some information related to any positive cases on campus. He says it's important to balance the need to keep the campus informed with protecting patient privacy. Jomi says if a significant number of cases are linked to a particular area of campus operations, then the university would provide the community with timely notification. So if there's an outbreak at, say, Tri-Towers or the Watterson dorms, Timmerman Lugg says it'd be okay for ISU to disclose that.
But you couldn't break down, like, Dr. Smith's class. There was 10 students in Dr. Smith's class tested positive, because with very little work, you could figure out who's in Dr. Smith's class.
And that's when contact tracing is used. The McLean County Health Department will lead that effort at both ISU and Illinois Wesleyan. Both universities have launched their own coronavirus websites with tips for prevention and answers to frequently asked questions. ISU does not yet have a dashboard or any single online resource with a current tally of active and recovered cases to date, comparable to what the McLean County Health Department offers on its page, updated daily. Information about ISU cases has come out in bits and pieces. In early May, the public learned that 7 students contracted COVID-19 at a private residence and that ISU saw its first on-campus confirmed case. Separately, 4 student-athletes tested positive in June and July. This is where another federal law called the Clery Act comes into play. It requires post-secondary institutions to disclose information about crime and emergencies occurring on or near campus. The U.S. Department of Education told schools in early April that it does not interpret the statutory language as requiring those institutions to give regular ongoing updates on COVID or to proactively identify positive cases within the campus community. A college can satisfy the emergency notification requirements of Clery just by putting a banner on its homepage linking to COVID-related information. And that's what Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan did. Wesleyan spokesperson John Twork says they don't plan to notify campus with each occurrence of a COVID case, but its emergency response team, in conjunction with the health department, will determine when it may become necessary to go campus-wide with a message. Scott Goldschmidt is an attorney with Thompson Coburn LLP based in Washington. He says as long as they avoid that FERPA-prohibited personal information, colleges are free to share the number of cases and other general information whenever they'd like. Goldschmidt says transparency is the best option.
Colleges have an obligation to their students to be transparent, and not a legal obligation, just a moral one to be transparent and kind of make sure that everyone's on notice of everything.
Mothfeld says one challenge is that much of the Department of Education's coronavirus-related guidance came out in the spring, when colleges had just abruptly shifted to online-only classes, and campuses were mostly empty. There just wasn't as much concern.
But, you know, moving forward, at some point, you know, whether it's students are coming back right at the beginning of the semester or some schools are having them come back later in the fall. I think that these questions will become more prevalent because we are going to have more people on campus now.
Goldschmidt says we're trying to apply laws written for a normal college environment to the completely unusual COVID situation.
There's just not any precedent to what happened here.
About 80% of ISU classes will be online this fall, the rest in person or hybrid. The dorms remain open with new precautions in place. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all of our COVID-19 coverage at our website, wglt.org/coronavirus.